Mark Glennon is the CEO of WirePoints. He's got a new article out about Amendment 1, which will be on the ballot here in Illinois in the fall. Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt and Judy.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being with us. Tell us what Amendment 1 is.
Well, this is truly the craziest, most radically overwritten thing that I've seen ever seriously proposed. It will create, in two sentences, a new fundamental constitutional right in Illinois to organize and bargain collectively through representatives of your own choosing for basically anything, to protect your economic welfare and safety at work, among other things. That is wide open. And, you know, we have these massive federal set of regulations, OSHA and the NLRA, that address these things. And it flies in the face of all of that. But it would give, starting with public unions, for example, Chicago Teachers Union, the power to negotiate and demand anything they want. So, you know, you just did a segment on parents supporting grown-up kids, cell phones and such. Look at that. Pay for my cell phone, pay for my rent, pay for whatever. All that would be open game. That's just public unions. But this purports to apply to the private sector as well. And, among other things, it challenges the notion of the exclusivity of a bargaining unit. So you'd have multiple groups claiming to have this constitutional right to bargain on behalf of people in their group.
I feel like we already have, but especially with the teachers, don't they do that now, Mark? They demand something and they get it anyway. I mean, I don't see what's so different about this.
Yeah, that's the challenge, is trying to get across to people that this goes way beyond what we have now. There are limits on what public unions can bargain for and private unions can bargain for. And that's prescribed by, thousands of pages of law. This gives them the power to do whatever they want, to bargain for anything they want. And, there are, again, extensive restrictions on what can be bargained for by public unions and private unions that we've worked out over decades. In the case of Illinois, for public unions, it's state law, but for the private sector, it's federal law, including occupational health and safety. You're going to displace the thousands of pages of OSHA law with this new right, a two-sentence right with no defined terms or anything else that's in a new constitutional amendment.
Well, Mark,
come on.
Is what's going on here is the unions trying to protect unions altogether, that this would prevent Illinois from ever becoming a right-to-work state or one of the other states that have passed laws that have more restricted what a union can and can't bargain for. Is that the end run here of what they're trying to do, is by getting a vague amendment passed saying this is going to prevent anybody from ever union busting or trying to get around unions?
That's clearly the main intention of it, they say, is to make sure that we never become a right-to-work state, and it does do that. The problem is that it's written in a way that goes way beyond that, and for the life of me, can't imagine who wrote this and what they were thinking when they wrote it. If that's all they intended to do, they could have written that and said that, but instead they went way beyond it, which is why this is now being challenged in court to try to throw the whole thing off the ballot.
Is it possible that it will get knocked off the ballot, or do you think it's most likely going to be voted on in November?
I think it's very possible. We have this very solid notion called federal preemption, that when the federal government regulates extensively, as they have done with the NLRA and OSHA, states can't act in this area. And this, again, purports to displace that all with this two-sentence constitutional right. So I definitely think the lawsuit has a good chance of succeeding. And if it doesn't, boy, the public better wake up and understand fully what this would mean for the state.
It's ironic, though, Mark, that we're talking about this morning on a day where we're talking about the federal government throwing things back to the states to decide. You're saying here's an issue where the federal government has decided how this should be, and the states shouldn't necessarily be trying to take it into their own hands.
Well, you know, with these things, like with OSHA, for example, the state has an option. It can do it themselves or it can do it with the federal government. Illinois has opted to use OSHA for the private sector. It has its own laws for it for the public sector. But again, that would all be thrown out and displaced by a two-sentence undefined constitutional right. This is the ticket for years of litigation, and any petty thing could be brought, and you'd have to sort out these preemption issues, for starters. But it's just limitless in the number of issues that could be brought up under this if it passes.
How did it even get on the ballot?
Well, it has to be approved by two-thirds of the Senate and the House of Representatives, and they approved it, I think, with not a whole lot of intelligent thought and discussion. So it goes on the ballot, and, you know, there's has to be a short description that goes on the ballot. And, that's the job of the Secretary of State, has to draft that. How they're going to draft a fair summary of that is in itself, in my view, an impossible job. You cannot summarize the implications of this in a, you know, short pro and con summary of it.
Mark, if it took two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate to get this for us to vote on, that means people had to cross the aisle to get this passed, right? Are you surprised that this ever got that far?
I am surprised and very disappointed by people that should know better. Again, it just didn't get that much discussion. And part of the problem is that when you read it cosmetically, it seems to go to that issue that you spoke of, that main point about trying to make sure that we never become a right-to-work state. But in fact, the way it's written, it just goes far beyond that. And I'm confident that when other lawyers start chiming in on this and reading it closely, they're going to affirm the radical scope of this and see that these preemption issues are huge, and that if they're not dealt with properly, the implications are just astronomical.
And I'm assuming it's not that unusual to have something knocked off the ballot. I mean, it's happened before. Or is it tough to get it off the ballot?
Yeah, there, you know, various reasons, you know, technical problems and how it gets presented and things like that. But I'm not aware of a lawsuit based on these particular grounds that has been brought.
It might be very difficult to get it off the ballot.
It's a novel case, and I think the case is very strong. But yeah, we'll see. It's in a state court too. In Sangamon County, and, you know, so it would be appealed up through Illinois courts. It could ultimately go to the Supreme Court, but that's a far-fetched to try to get something into the U.S. Supreme Court, so we'll see.
Mark Glennon is the CEO of WirePoints. We'll watch for it on the ballot this fall. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.